Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after living in a haunted townhome for months, they finally moved out, only to find out that it had one more trick up its sleeve.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? If you're listening, chances are you do. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Or if you want to write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could also become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up today through Apple Podcasts, try it for 3 days free there, or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories, or go to ghostpodcast.com. Well, I'm Carol Hughes, my sister Kathy Gordon. We're here today. How's it going today?
Well,
for you?
It's going well. Like, I'm excited to be here and talk ghosts. I'm ready for a good scary story today.
Well, this one is kind of scary, actually. Sorry, I'm trying to keep my cat from walking all over my keyboard. It's really difficult to have this particular cat sometimes because when he wants attention.
I was going to say it's the cat.
It's always
the cat. It's not cats. It's
this is Izzy.
This particular cat.
This cat. Izzy cat. I will say that March Madness started this week. This is not ghost related, but March Madness started. And so since my coworkers are all pets, I did a bracket for each of them. And I am proud to say that my dog Benji right now is doing quite well.
Well,
with his bracket.
Benjamin.
Benji's doing really well. And then the rest of us are pretty much tied.
I wanted to mention that my I have a nickname for Izzy, which is Izzy Eddard.
Instead of
which is
Eddie Izzard.
You know, Eddie Izzard. Just mixed up. Izzy Eddard. I think
you.
That's pretty hilarious.
Izzy Eddard.
But you know. But yeah. You know, I crack myself up all day long. I think I'm absolutely hilarious. So
don't you love those things that you think of and you make yourself laugh out loud?
Yeah.
Actually, when you told
so
me
anyway,
that,
Izzy
I
Eddard, Izzy Eddard is doing pretty good in the basketball tournament.
Yeah. So good. Izzy's good, but Benji's coming in number one right now. So here's the story. This says this story happened 23 years ago and the names have been changed to protect the innocent. It does not
That's
say that.
That's funny.
No, it actually says the names have been changed for personal reasons.
Okay.
But sometime during the fall, I was in the midst of finding a place to move and finally settled for a plain townhome of 3 bedrooms. My children were 5, 4, and 3 at the time, and it started the day we were moving. I arrived with a moving truck, a hungry moving crew, and some hungry kids in tow. So I went to get the keys to our new home, only to find the caretaker told me I would have to settle for another unit on the main street due to the unit I looked at first was still being fixed up and was having issues. That's kind of shitty if they don't tell you in advance. Like, okay, the one that you were moving into isn't the one. Because maybe you don't want the one on the main street.
Well,
maybe,
and maybe you,
you
would have
kids.
Walked in there and got a feeling.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
that's kind
like,
of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah, that is.
I wasn't impressed at this point, but I had no choice but to move in, which you wouldn't, because you've already given notice. You got the freaking U-Haul.
And you got 3 kids sitting there. What are you going to do?
I made a quick call to have our phone and utilities transferred over, and I was in luck. It was done the same day within a couple of hours. That is amazing.
That
which
is.
Turned out to be perfect timing by the time we were all unloaded. I decided to test the phone line and call my mom to tell her we were all settled. Keep in mind, this was 25 years ago or something like that. So there was a phone line at that time.
Yeah.
So I went to sit on the stairs leading to the upper floor. My husband at the time was feeding our tired and grumpy children, and I was chatting with my mother. I suddenly felt this presence behind me. It felt menacing, and I tried to keep talking and ignore it, but it got closer, and something touched my hair, lifted my hair, then let it go. I nearly fainted at this point. I couldn't talk. I froze. My mother said, "Is something wrong? Are you okay?" All I could mumble was, "Oh boy. Then my mom said, "Is everything okay with the new place? Is there something wrong over there?" She spoke as if she knew. I told her I had to go because I felt queasy. I said goodbye for the evening, then proceeded to go see the kids and try to eat something. I chalked it up to just being tired and stressed about the move. A month into living there, things got even more strange. I noticed my kids all had the same imaginary friend and called him by the same name, and all agreed it was a he. This ended up turning into 6 months of hell. That's in caps. This thing slammed my daughter's head into a wall, and you could see invisible hands grabbing at her hair. It told my kids, and whenever she says it, it's in quotes. It told my kids where we hid the Christmas presents. Oh, that's just shitty. And it caused me to have...
I've heard a lot of crappy things ghosts have done, but that's ruining crappy. Christmas presents, that's just below the... That's like bottom feeder.
Because, you know, the kids went and found them all. That's what they did.
Oh, come on. That's... Yeah. I mean... I used to go searching for Christmas presents. I'd find them myself, right? But then again, the house was pretty haunted, so you had to have a lot of nerve if you wanted to go looking for, you know, Christmas presents in the haunted house. But still, like,
I never
why?
Did that because I knew that Santa was bringing them.
Okay.
It says here, and it caused me to have a stillborn baby. And even prevented my brother from warning us that something evil was in our home. He was knocking on our door repeatedly and could see us inside the house acting as if we couldn't hear the doorbell or even knew he was there. So I don't know what happened to the brother, why he was warning them from outside their home and couldn't get in, but it's a creepy it.
Yeah.
We finally moved from this place as the moving truck placed the last boxes in the truck. Oh, wait, that's written. As the mover placed the last boxes in the truck, my oldest said in a sweet little voice, "Now he's going to be left all alone again," which was an answer to my very thought. I was thinking, I hope it doesn't follow us. But there was one last trick up its sleeve. We realized when we got to our new house that we had left the big box of toys behind in the basement, all in caps, where its presence was felt the strongest, and I just wanted to forget about it. I was that afraid, but my little ones started crying for their favorite toys, and I couldn't ignore their plight or pleas for their belongings. So my husband agreed to go get the toys, knowing we had no power in the place, and it was thundering out at the time, which added to the creepy factor. So he went. I gave him a flashlight to see where he was going, and when he arrived, he went in and felt as if something was watching him from the moment he arrived. And I get that. Like, even if there wasn't anything watching you, that whole setup from living in that weird, like, there's something around you and it's creepy, and then you go in, it's night and it's thunderstorms, and that all of it is just creepy.
Yeah.
He went downstairs to get the toys and the flashlight started acting up, then started going dim. Then it fell from his hands and started to roll away from him. He ended up feeling alongside the wall to get to the toy box. He reached it, but felt as if something was tugging on it, trying to pull it away from him. He was nervous and could hear his heartbeat in his throat by this time. He finally got the box up the stairs, only to have the basement door close on him. Then once he got it opened, the main door slammed shut too. This is like a horrible movie.
This is my worst nightmare.
Right?
Like, I am
and the whole
so
time
scared
it's lightning.
Of being shut in a room.
Yeah. He finally made it out to the car and sped away, still hearing his heartbeat in his ears. The next day, we opened the toy box and distributed the toys to the kids and took comfort in their happiness. But, of course, you knew there was going to be a but. At the bottom of the box, there was a devil puppet dressed in black. I nearly fainted. This was not a toy we would ever have purchased or given to any of our children, as we are a strong Catholic family. I told my husband to throw it out immediately as tears fell from my eyes. I felt violated and insulted and knew this thing was trying to get the last word and laugh. Thank you for reading my story. P.S. My daughter lives just around the corner from this place in the same complex with my grandkids. I get chills when I go visit and I refuse to walk in front of this place. I cross the street instead. That's from Darlene. I mean,
Now I'm assuming there's people living there now, huh?
My guess is yes.
You know, you always get that weirdest feeling when you've lived in a place and then you think, okay, somebody else is living there, and you drive by and you go, God, I wonder if they're going through what I went through. You know, like, is it? And sometimes you even actually run into these people or talk to them and you're like, yeah, anything ever happening here with you? And so, and sometimes they say, yeah, you know.
But like, it is kind of weird that her daughter would end up living there, and her daughter probably was young enough that she doesn't really remember any of that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of weird that full circle comes around and the daughter's living there again.
Ooh, it's, you know, and it, I just, now this is just me reading into something. Sometimes I have a tendency to, you know, think, oh, what about this part or that part? But like, you wonder if someone had died in there or was killed in, like, it was weird that they went, oh, no, no, the one you want isn't ready.
Right.
You have to do this one. Like, it makes you wonder if something had happened in there and they were having a hard time renting it. So then they just made up this.
Could be. Well, you could know. Be.
You know.
Because there had to have been reports of that going on before. That's some intense stuff.
Because whenever they let anybody in to see it, people would go, oh, no, hell no, I ain't moving in here.
Oh, God, no.
So, well, they just pulled this little shell game and said, oh, this is the one you're going to, oh, no, you can't have that one. But we got one just like it.
Yeah, you'll love here. It. You'll love it.
It'll be great. And but you're like, okay, got no choice. Let's go, you know.
That whole thing, like, it's just like a movie. Like, they forget the one box, and he goes back, and the doors are shutting, and there's lightning, and then they get the box home, and there's a devil puppet.
Seriously.
That is creepy shit. So here is our next story.
Hi. I'm calling about an incident with my children. My son said that he saw a demon walk into my youngest child's room. She's about three. And I was like, okay, thanks, bud. And then I hear her screaming. And I go in there, and she has scratches on her that there's no way she could have done herself. And she's bleeding, and she's hysterical because there's a black yucky thing in her room. And so we proceed to pray and ask God to take the black yucky thing out. And after multiple times, she finally said that it went out the window and that she was okay. Well, I went back to my son and I asked him, because I knew he saw darkness straight on, not out of his peripheral, but straight on. And I asked him about this demon that he saw. And he said, well, you know, I'm thinking demon on your shoulder, 3-inch thing. He said, well, it was so tall, its head was above the ceiling and it was wider than the hallway. And it was super intensely dark. And I was like, buddy, my goodness, why didn't you tell me it was like that? And he looked at me and he said, should it matter? No matter what size it is, if it went in the baby's room, you should have gone in there before she got hurt. Ooh, boy, I got schooled by my son. Anyway, so if you want more details, I can give them to you. But just to keep it short, that's what I got. Thanks. Have a good evening. Bye.
Okay, that is so weird. How would you have handled that? Like, say, Colby would have come up to you and be like, Mom, there's a demon that just walked into Kate's room.
Okay, totally scared. But I would have said, okay, let's, you know, I would have got the courage up. Because anytime my kids are scared, it's
you
scary.
Have to,
you know, I'm going to do it, right? I'm going to face any fear I have to protect my kids. And so if they said, I saw something scary go into Kate's room or whoever's room, I would have said, okay, I'm going to go look. You stay here. I'll go see, you know? And then I would have gone in because I'm just from the school that you listen to your children.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't just dismiss what they say. You know, give them the benefit of the doubt by investigating for them. And then you can come back and say, "Hun, I didn't see anything, but I'll keep an eye out. And, you know, and I'm sure it'll be fine," or whatever, if you want to do that kind of thing. You know, like, if you see something again, let me know, but I'm not seeing anything. Been in there. And, you know, take them in with me now, you know, kind of go through, make sure nothing's anywhere and stuff like that. And, you know, because I think, personally, for me, I think it, you know, to just go, "No, you didn't see anything." We all know what that feels like when we were children and people dismissed us.
Yeah. But she did a good job of taking it seriously. And you
I
know,
thought so too.
Praying
I thought
with
she did
her
a
daughter
great job.
And giving her daughter some comfort.
Yeah.
But
no,
it's
I thought
interesting.
She did
it's
a
like
great job.
When the kid says, "Mom, should it matter? You know, is a
that
demon
was
a demon?"
That was scary. But you're right. He's like maybe kind of mature, way beyond his years, by like, you know, something dark, something creepy, big, little. What does it matter? You know, it was a bad thing. So my question is, have they had any other issues?
Yeah, because was it just a one off? Like one day the demon was in your house and then scratched
and then it
your
went
child
out the window
and
now
window?
It's everything's pretty good. I mean, it could be. I don't know. I just was wondering if
that would be a really.
When she ended right there, I'm like, and was there ever anything else? Like, did you ever feel in the house that something was amiss or off before this? You know?
She doesn't say. I just thought, there's no before this incident or after. So it makes me think that it's just a one-time thing. What did she what did she say at the very end? She said it was more about this story though, I think.
Anyway, so if you want more details, I can give them to you, but just to keep it short, that's what I got.
Yeah, there's it wasn't like I've got more stories.
But she did have more details, but I'm assuming it was just this one-time thing. You know. The only thing I thought was interesting is that I'm not sure how old the son was at this time when this happened. You know, was he 8, 10, 12? You know, like how old was he? But then he used the word demon. Not, "Oh, I saw a black big thing," or whatever, you know, like a scary monster, or, you know, some, but that he actually used the word demon.
Yeah.
Now, if he's older, I think that would make sense. Maybe he knows about that sort of, you know, demons and things and has seen stuff, but, you know, on TV and things or read stuff. I just thought it was an interesting choice of words for it.
Yeah. That's a creepy story. I do hope that that demon never came back. I do hope that their house is delightful and bright light and no demons, and because that would
no scratches
because that would suck. So here's our next story. It says it's Hale, H-A-L-E. It's Hale from London, and I'd like to share a doppelganger story with you, which happened to my friend.
You know I love doppelgangers.
Well, this is a doppelganger. I don't love them when it comes to doppelgangers that take on the appearance of somebody.
Well, I mean, that is true. Yeah, I get where you're coming from.
So it says she works in the nursery part of a school, and what she experienced scared the hell out of all her friends, including me. I don't even know how to start, so here it goes. My friend was seen in the camera downstairs in one of the nursery corridors from the administration room by her manager. She described her to be looking inside one of the nursery rooms with confusion and a bit of admiration, like she hadn't seen the place before. The manager called my friend and asked, "What are you doing downstairs? I thought you were working upstairs." My friend replied, "I'm not downstairs. I'm in the staff room." Her manager was confused and asked her to come into the administration room so they could have a look at the footage. When my friend came upstairs, they rewound the tape only to find there was no one there. They were absolutely shocked, but her manager said it might have been her seeing things and just brushed it off. Which is strange because to the point you called her, it's like, "What were you doing downstairs?
Yeah, what are you doing? And like, aren't you supposed to be
and
doing?"
Then it's
whatever.
Like, "Oh, well, I guess it's not there. I'm seeing things." Another incident, which was probably the creepiest out of all, happened on another day. One evening shift, my friend was snacking away with one of her colleagues in the staff room, but then she had to go see her manager in the administration room to ask her for some days off. When she arrived, her manager looked at her with confusion and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, One." One is my friend's name. "I couldn't speak with you earlier as I was on the phone. What did you want to tell me?" My friend was confused by what her manager had asked, and she said, "Well, what do you mean?" Her manager replied, "I couldn't speak to you when you came in earlier. I was on the phone." And my friend replied, "She didn't come into the office and that she was in the staff room with her other colleague." Her manager had shivers down her spine and replied, "You were here. I was on the phone and I saw someone in the corner of my eye, so I turned for a few seconds and saw you standing in the doorway. I told you to give me a second and I'd be with you." My friend asked if she, or whatever it was, spoke to her manager. Her manager replied, "No, she or it didn't speak." They looked at the footage that was recorded. There were cameras everywhere. They looked at the corridor recording outside the room and they saw nothing. But to their surprise, the footage from the administration room showed that her manager, whilst on the phone, looked to her left for a few seconds and spoke. They were shocked and creeped out. My friend couldn't go to work for a few weeks because of what happened. She hasn't spoken about it ever again. End of the story. That's a creepy doppelganger story.
Now, I got a question, because you've been doing the stories quite a bit longer than me. How often do you hear doppelganger ghosts?
I've heard quite a few of them. And the creepiest one heard was, there was a woman, what was it? Colonialsburg. What? It's Williams.
Colonial Williamsburg.
Colonial Williamsburg. I was making it fancier. Colonial Williamsburg. And so I did an interview with this woman who works there, and that happened to her. She saw herself. She saw herself. Yeah. And that it was like her voice and everything. It was mimicking her. And I'm like, wow, that would be so creepy. Wow. So, yeah.
So a spirit just can take on.
Yeah, the appearance of something else. But it's interesting because the manager, it was the same person who saw her both times, saw her on the video monitor, like what she did in the basement. Because I would imagine, because I think, didn't she say she worked in a nursery?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that's not like a plant nursery. It was with kids.
Yeah, like a nursery school.
Yeah, so they would have cameras everywhere because you need to keep the kids safe. But, you know, to see her in the basement, like, what are you doing downstairs? Shouldn't be down there. Well, you know, she just walked into the office. I'm on the phone. Be right with you. You know who just walked in your office to and interrupted you. It's like, give me just a minute.
Yeah.
And she 100% both times thought it was her, but both times when they look back at the footage, there's nobody there.
Wow.
So creepy.
Wow. Yeah. What an unsettling feeling too, and I'm sure that it really affected the person that was being, you know, copied.
Yeah.
Because what an unsettling feeling for you when people are looking at you like, you were just here. What do you want? Like, I already told you or whatever. You're going, no. Because then you begin to question yourself. Like,
yeah, I'm losing it.
Am I losing it? You know?
Or is it? So forth. Could it not be paranormal?
And it's just creepy to think something else could just be imitating you.
Could
it
not be paranormal at all, though? Maybe the manager's like having some kind of mental breakdown and is seeing things.
It is odd that it's just the manager, right, that's seeing these things.
But not all of us can see apparitions.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I wouldn't want that story being told about me. I'd be like, no, thanks. I don't want to be I don't want to have a doppelganger ghost.
Yeah, no, thank you.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you want to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, you get advanced episodes and access to the entire archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, through patreon.com/realghoststories, or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.